Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to see how far we can get through this message today. It's a message that spoke to me and that's been working on me for a while here. Let me read you this illustration first here by a man named Stanley Brown. And he says, a young boy on an errand for his mother had just bought a dozen of eggs. Walking out of the store, he tripped and dropped the sack. All the eggs broke, and the sidewalk was a mess. The boy tried not to cry. A few people, they gathered around him to see what if he was okay. And they began to tell him how sorry they were. In the midst of the works of pity, one man handed the boy a quarter. Then he turned to the group and said, I care, 25 cents worth. How much do the rest of you care? In James chapter 2, verse 16, it points out that words don't mean much if we have the ability to do more. True believing is not an active understanding only, but a work of the whole heart. There is no way to show we really believe in Christ but by being diligent here in good works from gospel motives and for gospel purposes. This morning I want to talk to you guys and girls, men and women, about faith that works. Or you may want to say, pray and participate. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, I come to you this morning, first and foremost, Lord, asking that you would forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for I am but a sinner, unworthy to be saved by you. But in spite of my mess, Lord, you stepped in and you grabbed a hold of my life and you saved me. And I thank you for that, Lord. Father, I come to you this morning asking that you would let your Holy Spirit indwell each and every person up under the sound of my voice. And I ask, Lord, that you would touch our hearts and our minds and our ears. Cause us to receive your word. Father, anything that I say this morning, Lord, don't let it be me saying it. Let it be the Holy Spirit speaking through me. I ask, Lord, that you would use me this morning and in the best way that you see fit. Lord, I ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Open your Bibles, my brothers, to James, the second chapter. James, the second chapter. And we're going to begin at the 14th verse. I'm going to try to get through verse 20. We'll see what time permits for us. And it reads, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace. James chapter 2. We are now... We'll start again at verse... Well, I'll just start over. Starting at verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus, also faith by itself, If it does not have works, it's dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? It's a lot of stuff there, a lot of meaty stuff there. This passage of scripture has caused a lot of controversy, a lot of church splits, a lot of different views about Christianity and religion. We want to try to shed some light on this thing here, on what James is talking about. Verse 14 that says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? James here confronts us with a question. And before we dig any further into this question, I want us not to get this twisted, confused, or misunderstood. For we know and we fully understand that the Apostle Paul, when he tells us in Romans, the 4th chapter, 5th verse, he says that justification is by faith alone. In other words, we cannot work for our salvation or our justification. We can't work for it. There's nothing we can do in and of ourselves to be saved. It's only by God's grace and His mercy. But what we have to remember is that Paul also tells us in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 13th verse, he tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and with trembling. So you see, what James is reminding us of is we are going to have to, he's trying to show us what we are to do and how we are to do it. And he's going to try to break this thing down to us. And he's going to tell us that it's justification by faith that works upon our conversion. You see, the idea is we will have a working faith in the things we say, in the way we pray, and in the things that we do. This is what genuine faith is, and it manifests itself in post-conversion work. The two of these, they must go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. Looking at verses 15, 16, and 17, let me read it again. Here he says, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to him, depart and go in peace, be warmed and be filled. But you don't give him the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Yeah. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. This is good here. This is real good stuff. Because, see, James here is giving us an illustration and making things very plain for us. If you open up your eyes and really look at it. Yeah. He's basically telling us that what you say out of your mouth don't mean nothing. Lip service ain't got nothing to do with nothing. We walk around calling ourselves Christians, but we don't act like a Christian. We walk around saying that we truly believe in God, but there's no evidence, no fruit in our life. This is what James is getting at. He's trying to get at the heart of the matter. He says you can say you have all the faith in the world. He says that you could be praying your little heart out and never see anything coming from it. How many times have we found ourselves asking God for some help, pleading with Him and telling Him that, Lord, you know, I got faith, I believe. And we convince ourselves that God is going to truly answer that prayer. Have you ever wondered why you never got any results? Why you never got any answers? Have you ever wondered? Have this ever crossed your mind? Well, I would like to submit to you this morning that it may very well be because our actions are not evident of our prayers. I give you an example. Let's put it like this. Dear Heavenly Father, please open up the doors for me and bless me with a new job. That's a common prayer. We often say this. Lord, I'm asking you for this job because I need to better myself. I need to help my family. And you know that this is something that I desperately need this. Lord, I believe that you're going to do this thing. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Days go by. Weeks and even months go by. No job. Nothing happens. But at the same time, I didn't sit down and prepare a resume. At the same time, I didn't get on CareerBuilder and see who was hiring. I didn't look in the help wanted section of the paper. My feet didn't move to not a one business. I didn't knock on the door. I didn't pick up a telephone. I didn't do any of the work necessary to get a job. I sat there and prayed a prayer. Believing, yay, God's going to handle that because I'm a believer. I believe, I trust in him. But my feet did not begin to move. There was no action. See, if you have faith in something and you believe in something, you're going to act like and move like it's already done. This is what James is trying to get across to us. I took no action. I made no effort. I prayed a prayer with superficial faith, and I thought that God was going to drop a job right in my lap. My brothers, we have to participate in the prayer. We got to. If we pray a prayer, we got to participate in it. We have to understand that our feet got to be in motion. We got to have some actions behind what we claim. James says that faith is not complete without our actions working for us. Oh, I wish I had somebody here who really understood what I was talking about. I hope you guys are really tracking with me here. That's the reason why James tells us over in chapter 1 to be doers of the word and not hearers only. He says over there, he says in verse 22 of chapter 1, he says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. But if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. He observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he... Focus on this verse here. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Again, James tells us here that we have to continue in the perfect law. And he says that we have to be a doer of the work. And then, that's when we'll be blessed. So you see, the blessing ain't going to come unless you do something. And he's telling us we got to do some work.
why Paul tells us to work out our own salvation.
It's going to be hard. We're going to be in need. We're going to need this, that, and the other. We're going to need stuff, but God's going to do what he's going to do. What we got to do, what we got to do. And again, don't misunderstand me when I, you know, when we talk about this, thinking that we can work for our justification or work for our salvation. We can't. There's nothing we can do to get that. That's only by God's grace. We cannot so easily forget it, and we have to remember that we have to that we must work. But there is a promise in that. There is something that he said at the end of that. He says we'll be blessed in what we do after we do these things. There's a blessing in all of that. You know what I mean? If you do the work, you're going to get rewarded for it. Let's keep moving here. Verses 18, 19, and 20. Really focuses on verses 18 and 19. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and they tremble. I'm not going to read verse 20 yet. That really goes with the 20 through 26 goes together when James is giving us an illustration of an example and an illustration of how this has worked out in believers of old. And you can read that on your own time. We'll move into that in a little bit here. It says here, now, I understand and I realize that even while I'm standing up here talking and speaking to you right now, there may be those that saying, that brother Cedric has lost his mind. He gone crazy. He don't know what he's talking about. I'm sure it is. And I know some may be saying, oh, I got faith. I believe in God. And I know God going to answer my prayers. And that's all I got to do is believe. I know we have those who saying that. Wouldn't be right if we didn't. But I want you to understand something. This gospel here, this good news, this is not a name it, claim it gospel. This is not a wish it, get it gospel. That's not what it's all about. That's not biblical at all. Even though you have many of those out there who's preaching and teaching that, that's not of God. We've got to be involved in participating in this thing. And not just saying, Lord, help. And he helps. Not saying that God don't give us miracles and bless us. But it's a lot of work involved for us as well. Mm-hmm. That's what James is saying. That's what shows that we are not a bunch of lip service or we real about what we're talking about. That's what he's saying. There's work that we got to do, brothers, and God is going to do what he's going to do, and we have to live out what he's doing in our lives every day. We have to play an active role in our walk with God. Then we can be confident in our prayers, knowing that whatever we ask, he's going to provide. James tells us also farther on in chapter 5, he says that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And that faith that you are exhibiting by the works that you are doing is one of the things that makes us righteous. Amen. One of the things.
Amen.
James says that in that verse, he said that you do well by believing. It's a good thing. It's good to believe. I'm glad you believe. Praise God that you believe. You do well by praying. You do well by having faith. But you can't miss the fact that in that verse, he also says that the demons even believe and they tremble. They ain't doing no work. They believe. I mean, so you can be a devil from the pit of hell saying, I believe. Even the demons believe. And they tremble. But they are not doing any work productive to the kingdom of God. They're actually fighting against God. They're not doing no active work or productive work and working out their own salvation. They ain't doing none of that. They're not exhibiting the things of the Word of God that God tells us how we ought to be, the things we ought to do. They ain't helping nobody out. They ain't laying down their life for nobody. They ain't picking up their cross and falling after Him. They ain't bearing nobody's burdens. No fruit. No fruit. No fruit. Boy, I wish I could camp out right here for a little while.
Go ahead.
Okay, it says here. Now, it's safe to say that just believing is not enough. We have to strive and fight and stand firm and not just know, but act like we know. Paul tells us in Philippians to stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. I gotta back up here to this verse 18 here. Another translation puts it like this. This spoke to me, and maybe it'll speak to you too. It says, but someone might argue, some people have faith, and others have good works. My answer would be that you can show me your faith. My answer would be that you can't show me your faith if you don't do anything. But I will show you my faith by the good that I do. Man, ain't that something? Ain't that something? In closing, my brother. I'm just going to leave you with a verse in close. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. He says, therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And he says, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Mm-hmm. May the Lord add a blessing for the reading of his word. I hope I didn't confuse anybody. I hope I did not make anyone believe that they got to do some work to get in.
Yeah.
It's not the case. I remind you, and I reiterate, we're saved by God's grace alone. But you guys have to understand, and you got to know, once we are saved, that's not it. There's work to do after that. See? That's it. We have to play an active role.
in the sanctification process. It's going to be hard, but we got to do our work. Thank you, brother. It's not going to be easy.
I'm going to close. I ain't going to hold it there. I can camp out for a little while. I'm going to close.
You can hang out all day.
let us close in prayer, my brothers. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We are such needy people. Father, I ask that this word that you have sent this morning, Lord, it does something to us, Lord. It changes our way of thinking. It helps us to remember that we are to play an active role in our sanctification. Lord, I ask that you let your word do what you sent it here to do. Show us ways, Lord, that we can be good stewards, Lord. Show us ways that we can exhibit fruit in our lives. Show us how to be true disciples, Lord. Teach us. Lord, we struggle and we fall every day. Help us to not get on the pity pot, Lord, and remind us that things are going to be hard, and remind us that you are doing these things, Lord, to take us just another step higher and to bring us closer to you. Lord, we love you, and we cannot get along without you, and we need you, Lord. We cannot do any of these things in and of ourselves, Lord. We don't have the strength or the power to do it. And we need you, Lord. We ask that you anoint us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet right now. Fill us with the Spirit, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need you, Lord. Lord, convict us of sin when we are doing wrong, Lord. Please, I beg you. And Lord, if there's anybody here who do not know you and don't have a clue what I'm talking about, I ask, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts and their minds right now. Call them to yourself, Lord. Cause them to want to know more. Cause them to want to seek after you. And Lord, I ask that you would turn the light bulb on right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray all these things in our Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.